You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. Okay, we are on tip 12, guys. We are graduating. I mean, we're gradually increasing our levels here. We are at a point where we're almost midway into the 25 motivational tip segments. We're at space number 12 right now. And this segment is going to highlight something so important and so significant. And hopefully if this is your first time listening or tuning in, I think that it's more than wonderful for you to be able to be a part of the segment and listening at this time. But I'm also going to suggest that you go back and listen to some of the other content leading up to this segment, because they all have their own space and time. Not that they are a certain order, you know, with full intention, but they do have reverence. And I think that they push forward as each new week of segments are coming to unfold. And today we're going to talk about believing in yourself. Belief in yourself is so important. It is probably the pinnacle of self-esteem. It is the foundation of significance within yourself. It gives you such a ability to do things that maybe the average bear wouldn't do. Even things that you see that yourself, you'll see growth in yourself as you're taking on new assignments and new tasks and new passions and new development of yourself. And to be able to have a belief factor is the very, 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 very first point of activity. I have this scripture that I keep in the studio here. It's up on the wall. It says, all things are possible if you believe. And that's Mark 9:23. And it is so important. If you believe, that's it. As long as you believe is where it starts. And it is the process of the next steps that follow that makes it magical, because it took the belief first in order for the next to happen. So guys, you know what time it is. It's Monday and it's time for Sunday's Money Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating in an exotic Zen garden, just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet, our crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951-390-2670 or visit DiamondValleyLodge.com.
San Jacinto, Temecula Valley areas, and throughout the Inland Empire, are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of J&H Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up J&H Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
Okay, we're getting right into subject matters today. Believe in yourself. How important is it to believe in yourself? How important is it to believe in yourself? You should know more than anyone else how important that is, because you know what it feels like when others don't believe in you, and how disappointing and how trivial that feels and how deflating it feels. So imagine if you're around here not believing in yourself and you wonder why certain things are happening in parallel to life. Because a lot of times, if we're not believing that we're capable, able, deserving, so many things, we develop these patterns and we're not even conscious of it sometimes. So I want to, you know, kind of give a few things that can at least give you some reference points of how we can better align with believing in ourselves. And one of the things I can say that if we go back to our early childhood and our developmental years as kids, our ability to be creative, think imaginative things was unlimited. We had a lot of times no sense of doubt, fear of it. We were free to think and believe that we could be a unicorn, or we could be a doctor or a lawyer, whatever we wanted to significantly tap into. That's what we put our focus into. So it's amazing that as we grow into the world, society, maybe sometimes the people around us, start giving us doses of their beliefs and their thoughts about the world and their thoughts about dealing with certain things. And we take on those developmental tendencies and they start to sink into our psyche. They may or may not align with the elements of truth for us, but because it's our parents, our siblings, our cousins, our friends, our classmates, our coworkers, all these opinions and thought processes start reflecting themselves in regards to our thoughts. But the biggest thing that no one should be able to tap all the way into is yourself. This is why, for me, I think these segments are very, very important, because I know what it is to lose or feel like I've had loss of myself, or to feel like I've allowed myself to forget who I am, or shrink down for someone else because of their own levels of intimidation or their own levels of challenges jealousy and envy and things of that nature. And those are real. And if you do enough, I've had this factor of belief that if you do enough in the world, you'll start to have some certain experiences that maybe other people don't encounter. And because of that, even for me in my own walk, I have done some things that have been way bigger than me. This brand right here is bigger than me. And so just taking on certain things and certain subject matters or certain aspects, tasks, business opportunities, just different things, it required me to believe enough in myself to do it. And so that was the triggering, igniting point of the starting point of all of it. And so I made reference about a kid. And I said, recall as a kid things you like and how you felt doing them. That is a good tapping point mentally to go to when we're coming to this subject matter of thought of believing in ourselves. Sometimes we may have intentionally thought some processes in regards to ourselves from some past experiences. Maybe we had some things that didn't work out in our favor. And then we would develop the psyche in regards to our capabilities. Well, sometimes you have to trick your own mind to believe what you don't see. That's called faith, right? So, you know, there are certain things you know you want to do that you haven't accomplished. And even if you've tried it and failed at it, there's still this belief factor that triggers you to feel like, you know, I can try it again. I think that I can do this. So that belief factor, I say, go back to how you remember when you were a kid and there were things that you wanted to be or do and you just did them. You believe that you could. So sometimes we have to embody that kid-like mindset of approach to our own self journeys. right? Tap into the happy spirit of that reflection. And so once you think about how when you were a kid, you were approached and how things you did and maybe how you handled certain things, or you just went at it unapologetically and fearlessly, tap into that spirit of that reflection. And that will also help for you at this point in time to maybe tap into an area that you have forgotten, that has become a gray area, that maybe you don't have the same synergy of ability to pull from. And it does happen. I think that life and sometimes dealing with people and of different backgrounds and circumstances and just some things you've done on your own right can overshadow a lot of your thinking process, and it'll alter your belief system. So your compass of your thoughts starts twirling in different directions versus going forward. You know, the most important thing, if we think about the fact that like we drive a car, we don't drive backwards, we drive forward. We have to face forward. So even in the belief factor, you have to remember that you're capable. And this is my next tip. Remember, you're capable of conquering and achieving your desires by reflecting on past things that were of importance to you that you accomplished before. So sometimes you need to go to the gift of reflection and remember something that you did that may have been, maybe it was graduating high school or college. Maybe you had a significant certification that required quite a bit of time, tasks. You had to test and pass. Maybe you got your real estate license or some type of other professional licensor that required you to study, that required you to test out and pass. Just things like that. Maybe you were able to lift some weight that you had never gotten to before, and you got to that point, and today you're facing a new challenge of weight, and you need to be able to lift it up and pull that dead weight up. So you can think about, oh, I hit that 400. I did it before and did squat at that. I can do this again. You know, there's so many elements. That's wonderful that our memories serve us when we allow them to. And, just as much as we can remember some of the negative or not so good things, you can remember the positive things. So remind yourself of your greatness. Celebrate who you are and who you're becoming now. That's my last tip of this section. So as you roll back some of the things that you've done in reflection, and you think about your current space and in time, and you have maybe these assignments or tasks or goals that you're looking to accomplish at this very moment, and you're feeling challenged and you're not sure of how. A lot of times I think we get caught in how we're going to accomplish things versus just setting our sights on them and doing them. We have, as a society, we have to stay in the position of doing and showing up. A lot of this task and desires of cutting corners or half-assing it or not doing the work has become a prevalent thing. And so I think that a lot of people's systems are weakened, like your immune system. I think your belief system is weakened, and if you're coming on a weak foundation, it's no wonder you're challenged and struggling to do certain things. Just, you know, making your bed, washing dishes, cleaning your house, cleaning your car, washing your clothes, just doing things that you know are a requirement of you. And Siri, I don't need you to be talking to me while I'm doing this. You hear Siri? She be listening. Oh my God. Siri, did I tell? Siri, stop. I am really recording. And Siri is over here going off. Y'all heard that? Imposter. See, if I didn't believe in myself, I would have thought that was my mind talking outside of you, because you heard it. I didn't trigger that. Siri is a spy. Why won't she let me be great? Do you see what just happened? I'm trying to have the money motivation, and Siri over here all in my business and trying to embarrass me. And it is recording, so I can't even deny it. Lord have mercy. Jesus. That's what I was just saying. You got to remember your own greatness. Celebrate who you're becoming now. Because see, Siri ain't going to get the best of me. You see how she tried me? You think I'm going to let her let me fall off my talking point? Nope. I got 1 minute to get it across. And here it is. Like I was saying, remind yourself of your greatness. Celebrate who you're becoming now. And let's get busy, guys. That's what it comes down to. We have to take the initiative for us. There's no one that's going to show up and save you for you. Nobody. There's no one that's going to save you. And if you do not take certain steps and measurements for self, how can you expect anybody else to step just as hard for you if you ain't stepping for yourself? That's what it comes down to. So in reflection, I think that we are able to be more than what we've ever imagined. But in order for those sequences and those dreams and visions that we have that come and go in ebbs and moments and those little silent thoughts, they're there for a reason. And it is our own little reminder inside to say that you can do it. You can be, and you will be, if you take the chance to bet on yourself and do it. So guys, this is it. I'm wrapping. Believe in yourself. Share the segment. I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Y'all be blessed.
Hi, this is Cindy Lemke from the Hemet Center Central Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here to invite you to learn more about the Chamber. We have networks ongoing, so you can join us at a breakfast at J&M Restaurant at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. Breakfast is on you, networking is on us. And then we have Women in Business, we have the Multicultural Network, and we have the Valley Nonprofit Network. And then we also have our monthly mixer. Any one of those things, you can be my guest. Give me a call at the office for more information or just tell me you're coming. 951-658-3211. Or you can check us out on the website, hsjvc.com. That's like Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and don't forget to join the Chamber and help your business grow.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.